Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Kathy Perry's here, too. Kathy is one of the world's top social media marketing experts, and she joins us on a regular basis to help us understand, sort through the weeds and the stuff that we need to know that we don't need to know about social media. She's the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success and a great member of our Brain Trust. Kathy Perry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. Hey, Kathy, one of the things that people run into that's always on their mind, even people who don't know anything about social media, but they think that they need to learn something about it, the one thing that they do know is that they don't know how to measure the return on their investment, whatever it is, time or expectation, whatever the investment is, and even after they've been doing it a while, it's hard to measure the return, isn't it?
It is, except that now there are so many new social analytical tools out there to make it easier, because obviously social media is a big part of communication channel this day and age. You know, we have to have tools now to measure that. And actually, Google has a social engagement report as a part of Google Analytics. But each user action can be tracked and counted. So we're talking about number of social media visits, number of page impressions, number of times content is shared.
Mm-hmm.
And even advanced tools that can take social media demographic and behavioral data and use it to target and segment. So there's a lot of analytical tools out there.
You know, it's kind of ironic. Isn't it ironic, though, that we're using those kinds of analytical words and tools to talk about something that's named social? Isn't there a great irony in all that?
Well, yes, it is, except that it's our new communication platform. And so it's because people don't like to be sold to. And so you have to engage them different ways.
They want to be connected with. They don't want to be sold to,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so a couple other tools, if people are using Constant Contact as their email client, there's nutshellmail.com mm-hmm. that goes as a monitor and mm-hmm. helps monitor and manage a social brand. There's sproutsocial.com, which helps manage up to 20 different profiles for one user, gives them a dashboard with analytics. Then Viral Heat is one that'll, you know, let you manage, and it actually integrates with Salesforce automation for mm-hmm. people who have Salesforce.com. And then Social Report, you can create projects and manage it that with social media accounts and websites in a project. And all of these tools are great because they're new dashboards that give you a glimpse of things in a way that is more manageable. And that's been the problem everybody's been having with social media, is how do I manage it?
Right. No, absolutely. But even when you name all these new tools that we have, even that just seems, you know, to some people just adds another level of intimidation to the whole process, doesn't it?
Yes, but we have that with everything that we do. It's just that learning that new thing, and as a new media evolves, then there are going to be new tools that you mm-hmm. use to manage it, and that's just life.
In the old days, the older you got, the smarter you got, the wiser you got, and the more you learned, and the easier things got. These days, it's not like that in business, is it? Every time you turn around, they're running a new rule on and behind you after you've learned something. And so my advice, frankly, to small business owners who are maybe a little long in the tooth, maybe one or two gray hairs at least, is to find someone to help you with this. And, of course, I know that's how you make a living, Kathy, is you do help people with this. But, I mean, either folks like you or find up. I mean, there are college interns coming out of your ears that are looking for experience and maybe a little bit of paycheck. And I encourage you to pay your interns, by the way, but at least minimum wage. But a combination of your own education that you're working on, getting some help from the young kids that know more that where this is second nature to them. And combining that with a professional like you, Kathy. I mean, what do you think about that idea?
I think it's great. I actually have interned over 50 students from the University of South Florida over my career. And they are wonderfully bright and great to help a business out with knowledge. They just approach it so much easier. They're not afraid, and it's much better to utilize a resource like that. Plus, there's a lot of tools available online, or resources online today. It's just a different world today because there's so much talent out there and available.
Mm-hmm. Well, but there's a lot more to know. There's a lot more to pay attention to. So this return on investment that we're talking about, what should the return on investment look like?
Well, obviously, it's going to be different for every business. It depends on what their goal is. And every business is going to have a specific goal for their social media campaigns and what they're trying to achieve. But you're going to want to measure it. You're going to want to measure it based on how many people are coming to my page, for example, so likes on a page, or whether I've had impressions, or how many times my content was shared. So, for example, a retweet or a repost of something.
Right.
So all of these different things. But in addition to that, you obviously can set up special phone lines so that as, you know, things are coming in, you can track it back to a campaign so that you can measure actual sales or conversions.
Right.
To that campaign. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of different ways.
A lot of different things, folks. And now, you know, for a long time, we're trying to get you to get involved in social media. Now we're trying to help you measure that, the activity, the performance. And you can do that with some help, with the tools and with the people, like we mentioned. Quick break, right back with Kathy Perry. We're going to talk about advertising on social media. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.